T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, let's take a quick peek at the sports calendar to see what's cooking.
Who is this? Trisha? What's her name? Who is this?
Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood. Mrs. Mike... she married to the hockey player? Joe?
What?
Isn't she married to the hockey
player? Mike Hoffman?
Yeah,
is that who?
I think so, yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
I really wasn't doing much, Ron. This is going to be great. You going out to the game? Sunday night?
Am I going out to the game Sunday night? Of course. I got doubleheader this week.
Penguins, you're writing live?
Penguins live tomorrow, Steelers live Sunday.
And then maybe Pitt Clemson next Saturday, huh?
And Pitt Clemson next Saturday. That's right. And then maybe Penn State, Ohio State the following Saturday.
That sounds absolutely scrumptious, Ron.
Yeah, at least I don't have to drive back from Chicago maybe on any of those trips.
What's cooking? Presented by your local Pittsburgh area Geico agent, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
And by Mr. Reuter.
Thank you, Mr. Reuter.
Call 412-REUTER2. Ron, you have treats and you have treats galore, don't you?
No, I don't. I hate this part of the show. I really do.
What's the cumulative score this season?
First of all, let's get talk about something good here. I predicted the Atlanta Braves to move on, by the way, and you laughed at me for that. You said you didn't think they were very good. Who do you have in the National League Championship Series, Atlanta or L.A.? I'm assuming you're going to go Dodgers.
I still don't think they're very good. Dodgers in a sweep, an easy sweep.
I don't think they're going to sweep. I don't think they'll sweep. You don't have any faith in Chuck Morton?
Not really.
I think he's supposed to pitch games 2 and 6.
I love Chuck Morton. But again, they could lose 2-1 like the Giants did. The Dodgers are just so good.
I'm going to pick the Dodgers in 6. And then you have your Astros and Red Sox. Man, that's a hard team to – either one of those hard to like. Astros cheat. The Red Sox, they're – the arrogance of New England sports fans.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the Astros in 6 in that series.
Astros sweep.
Okay. You got 2 sweeps.
Yes, and I'm rooting for the Astros because baseball has been littered by cheaters all through history. So go cheaters.
All right. Football picks. Here we go. I had a robust 1-7-1 week last week, Joe. I am actually 11 games under 500. I perform a valuable public service.
So how many games am I ahead?
You're 6 ahead of me.
I'm 3 under 500?
You're 1 under 500. You were 5-3-1. No, you're 1 over 500.
Oh.
You were 5-3-1 last week. So I've had 16 right. You've had 22 right this season. So you're plus 6.
That sounds good. Let's go.
I stink. I hate this. All right, this is a good game. Kentucky at Georgia. Kentucky's undefeated. Will Levis is the quarterback at Kentucky. Do you know that name?
Yes, I do.
Used to be at Penn State. Transferred there. They're 6-0, I believe. Georgia's a 21.5-point favorite. I mean, a favorite at home. Who do you got?
I got Kentucky here. I mean, Georgia's obviously very good, but 21.5 is way too big for the Fighting Will Levises. Ron, I'm going Kentucky to cover.
I'm going Georgia because the line's so big. I think Georgia's going to win by 4 touchdowns. I don't think Kentucky's that good. An ACC battle. Miami is at North Carolina. Both disappointing teams. Both. North Carolina, 7.5-point favorite in this game. I'm going to go with Miami. I think they stink. And they're going to be coming to Pitt here in a couple of weeks. In fact, they play Pitt here the same day Penn State's at Ohio State the end of the month. I'm going with Miami.
Well, make no mistake, both teams stink in this game. But let me just tell you about Miami for a moment, Ron. And it's about time for another coaching change at Miami.
Is that Manny Diaz down there?
Yeah, he's going to be gone. They obviously got killed by Alabama. They beat Appalachian State by 2, got killed by Michigan State, beat Central Connecticut, and lost to Virginia. They're horrible. I'm going with North Carolina to cover.
All right, the big one around here. You get first call on it. The Fighting Narduzzis at Virginia Tech looking for respect. Looking for national respect. Pitt is a 5-point favorite in Blacksburg, Virginia. Who do you got?
Virginia Tech. I have to go Virginia Tech. Pitt has to prove it. I know I should respect them more, according to Pat Narduzzi. They're not getting any respect. Well, they haven't earned any yet. I'll be glad to give it to him and them when and if they do earn it. But in the meantime, I'm going to assume that Pitt will Pitt.
I am going to have to do the same thing. I have Virginia Tech written down. I'm with you. I don't believe in them. You talk about who Miami has beaten, hasn't beaten. I mean, I know Tennessee and Georgia Tech are better than Central Connecticut, but I think Pitt may win this. And if they win by 1 point, it's a great win for them.
Yes, I agree.
I don't think they're going to cover, though, so I'm going with Va Tech. All right, let's go to the NFL. I think this game may be the best game of the weekend. L.A. Chargers at Baltimore. Baltimore -2.5 at home. I'm gonna go with the Ravens. I think they end up going 5-1 here. Lamar Jackson against Justin Herbert. What a marquee matchup that is. But I'm gonna go with the Ravens, giving 2.5 points.
I'm becoming a bigger Chargers fan than Dan Potash, who incidentally is going to attend this game in Baltimore.
Did you know that? I did not.
They're going to, I think, destroy the Ravens' defense, Justin Herbert. I think they're going to actually win big in this game, and the Ravens will be exposed for who they are. I love the Chargers coach, I might add. I'm going Chargers.
All right, I got Baltimore, you got the Chargers. Another big one involving a Central Division, AFC North rival. Cleveland is at home against Arizona. The Browns -3.5 at home against the only undefeated team in the league without Nick Chubb. Who do you got?
I'm so in love with the Cardinals this week, I might marry them, Ron. They're going to go in there and light up the Browns' defense the same way Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert did. Why wouldn't they? Now, will they win the game? Questionable. But if they lose and they lose by a field goal, guess who wins?
You do.
This guy, the savvy old news hound. I'm on the Cardinals.
I already wrote Cleveland down, and then I found out Nick Chubb. I'm still going to go with Cleveland. I think they're going to find a way to win this game. And the hook on this, the 3.5, bothers me a little bit. I could see the Browns winning by a field goal and that hook beating me. That's the way my life is. But again, I perform a public service. All right, another division rival. Cincinnati is at Detroit. Detroit getting 3.5 at home. I'm going with Detroit. They've lost two heartbreakers. I think they're the only team in NFL history that's lost games twice on 50-plus yard field goals on the last play. They're competitive. They're getting 3.5 at home. I know I'm a big Joe Burrow fan. I'm going with Detroit.
Well, either way, Dan Campbell's going to cry after this one, correct? He's the Jim Leland of NFL coaches, Ron. The new Dick Vermeil. He cries at the drop of a hat. I actually like him. I don't like his team very much. Which one will suffer an emotional letdown? The Bengals after the Packers game or the Lions after another heartbreaker? I like the Bengals to go in indoors. Are you kidding me? With that passing game?
Somebody's got to stop Jamar Chase. You're
and
right
light
about
this
that.
Team like a pinball machine, Ron. I'm going Bungles.
Boy, we have a lot different this week. You're going to end up burying me in the standings.
I sure hope so.
This is an underrated game, but I think a good one. Dallas at New England.
Belichick.
New England getting 3.5 at home, an underdog. I think he's going to do what he did to Tampa Bay a couple of weeks ago. Might lose the game, but finds a way to cover. I'm going with New England.
Listen to Dallas. Is that a xylophone in the background, Ron? What's that little?
Sounds like drums to me. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a little xylophone, isn't it, horse? In the deep background? That thing.
Who do you got? Dallas, New
Who's
England,
playing
New England.
Dallas, New England. I got Belichick.
New England's
the same way I did against Tampa.
That's just what I said. I got New
did
England.
You?
Yeah, you don't listen to me.
I was listening for the xylophone.
All right. Big
did
game.
You play a xylophone at your house, Ron, as a kid? Or did you have a little kazoo or anything?
I was not musically inclined like you. You could have had a career as a singer. Not me.
Probably.
Not me. All right, last one, big game. You get to go first. Your Steelers at home, -5 against the Seattle Seahawks.
Against my better judgment, I'm going to say that Ben and the Steelers have a command performance in this game. It might be the high point of the season, actually. They're going to be on national TV. Ben is going to want to prove all his national critics wrong, and he's going to have the right defense to do it against. The Steelers' defense is going to hammer Geno Smith. They seem to be fairly healthy, depending on Claypool and Washington, but defensively is what I'm thinking of more than offense when it comes to health. I'm going to say Steelers 37,
wow.
Seahawks 13.
Wow.
You like it, Ron?
Wow.
And here's a little caveat, a little treat for you, a little frosting on the cake, if you will. Minka's going to score a defensive touchdown.
Yeah, I think.
Which would be the only kind of touchdown he could score.
I think he's going to get at least a turnover. I don't know if he's going to get a touchdown or not. I'm going with Seattle, taking the points. I think the Steelers win 27-24 Steelers, but I'm going to take the 5 points. I think it's going to be closer than people think. I just don't know that the Steelers blow out anybody.
I know.
Thinking. Last week they won by 8, even though the game came down to the last play.
That was not a blowout.
So, no, but it's still 8 points. If they win by 8, I lose the pick. So we have 6 out of 8 different here, Joe. Wow.
Have you ever eaten chocolate-covered bacon, Ron?
No.
I was in a restaurant or a bakery recently, and there it was, chocolate-covered bacon.
You like pork rinds?
I do. And I said to the woman behind the counter, is this popular? It's a strip of bacon with chocolate on it. She said, you wouldn't believe it. Flies off the shelves.
Did you have any?
No.
You didn't try it?
No. Have a good weekend.
All right, Joe. You too. We'll see. Reconvene back here Monday morning at 10. Nothing to it but to do it.
Pomp going to be with us if he so deigns to?
Know, I don't know. With him, you never know.
Unless there's something more important to do. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Fresh and inventory arriving daily. Get yours before they're gone. Going to get colder tomorrow, but still 80 degrees today. It's Cook and Joe. We'll talk to you on Monday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.